This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The state legislature is on the verge of sending a bill to expand protections for immigrants to Governor Polis's desk. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods has more on the Democratic proposal.
The measure would add limits on local cooperation with federal immigration authorities. Republicans oppose it, claiming that it would undermine public safety and lead to huge losses in federal funding. But Democrats say it's needed to counter the Trump administration's immigration crackdown, which they say has violated constitutional and civil rights. For bill sponsor Lorena Garcia of Denver, it's personal.
My wife is afraid to leave the house. And she is a citizen, is brown, speaks with an accent.
The bill passed along party lines. The legislature now has to approve some final changes before sending it to Governor Polis, who continues to have doubts over the measure.
That was Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Archaeologists now have approximate dates for a centuries-old hearth in Colorado that was dug up near the town of La Vida. That's in Huerfano County in southern Colorado. Carbon dating now shows it was in use as early as 1721. Francisco Fort Museum director Ann Stadelman says they are continuing to analyze animal bones and other artifacts.
They're finding some additional things working on the actual bones because they think it's a real unique feature to have that many bones in one place.
Stadelman says the various artifacts found at the site show the convergence of different cultures there. She says some of their findings will be on display at the museum this summer. This is CPR News and KRCC.